ball that was signed by Babe Ruth. And you brought it out here and actually played with it and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Clouds.
King of Crash.
The Colossus of Clouds. The Colossus of Clouds.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer is Eric Ostrowski. We're on till 8 o'clock. You can call us if you have a collectible you think might have some value, if you think it might be good enough to go in a Huggins and Scott auction, or if you just want to tell us what you have, and you'll get in a drawing. We've got a nice prize package today. Actually, we're doing something a little different. Anybody who calls in, I got tickets from Under Armour for the 2017 Under Armour All-America baseball game at Wrigley Field on July 29th. Anybody can come in and get free tickets at Triple Crown in Naperville. But if you call in with something, let me know how many tickets that you want. We'll make sure we hold enough for you. Now, on that part of the prize, you have to come into Triple Crown to pick them up. But then we're going to do a drawing for one winner at the end of the show. Last week's winner didn't pick up the prize, so it's a Top Series 2 2017 hobby baseball box and one Panini Prestige football pack that has one autograph per pack. So it's a good prize package. Everybody wins. Anybody wants to come into T-Crown, call me in advance so I'm sure I've got enough tickets there. They gave me a few hundred tickets.
That game's
right
going to be
bat.
Amazing. You're going to have the top two or three picks there playing in the game.
Listen to who's in this one. Royce Lewis was the number one overall pick. He's in it. Hunter Green, the number two overall pick. He's the guy. Hunter Green, I think, was a shortstop and
a pitcher. Yep,
Wouldn't it be cool if he played, if he pitched
Absolutely.
And played shortstop?
What a talent.
There's a home run derby before the game. So the home run derby starts at like 5:45. I think the gates open at 5:05, home run derby at 5:45. That'd be fun to watch the home run derby with a bunch of young guys like that.
Yes, absolutely.
So the number's 312-332-3776. Give us a call, and you get in the drawing for the prize package, or just let me know if you want tickets, and you can come to Triple Crown in Naperville and get the free tickets. And then Bill Huggins, you guys have all kinds of stuff going in this late July, early August auction you guys have going. We're going to mention some of the things that are already up there. But, man, this is going to be a big auction for you guys, Bill.
Yes, it certainly is. It's shaping up to be quite an auction. And we've even got the Mickey Mantle collection that Bill Weiland has consigned with us. He's actually going to be at our booth at the National, and the guys have most of that logged into the system now, so people can go on our website and see some of these unique Mantle items that you'll never see in years.
Yeah, I was looking at that yesterday. I wrote a few things down, and then we're going to have him as a guest on the show in the week before the National, right, Bill? The 22nd, I think he's going to come on with us.
Yeah, I think he may even be in studio with you guys down there.
Yeah, so very possible. Like, it's cool looking at, I just noticed that yesterday. I tried to call him yesterday and left a message, you know, and I told him after the 4th we'll get things worked out for being a guest. But I'm looking on your site and I saw you had a whole category with the Bill Weiland collection. So I'm looking at some of the stuff, some of the things that you guys got graded for him. It says on the PSA graded label, Bill Weiland collection. That's pretty cool in itself. But some of the stuff, we'll find out when he's on what's some of the hardest stuff for him to find of Mantle. But he had a couple things on there that I don't see, like a 1967 Topps Punch-Outs Mickey Mantle. PSA 4, that's the highest graded. And I think there's only been like four total graded of that Mickey Mantle Punch-Outs.
Wow.
And that's the only one with the Bill Weiland collection label on it. So you know that that's going to – some of these things should be crazy to watch what they do price-wise, Bill, because there's just probably – for Mantle collectors, a lot of them just aren't out there.
Oh, yeah. A lot of these items he has have been on Mantle collectors' want lists for – since they made their list. And, you know, they may have – never even thought they'd see one for sale.
Yeah. Here's something. I have never even seen this. There's been, I think, 101 of these graded. He had a 1954 New York Journal American Mantle graded PSA 6.5. So it was really nice. $250 minimum bid on that one. Remember we talked in the past about the 1952 Tip Top Bread, Vince, and
we should get
in the time machine and go buy. Chauncey, we could get you some 1952 Tip Top Bread packs and bring them back for you. Chauncey would be a millionaire with Mickey Mantle Tip Top Bread labels from the thing. Wouldn't you love to be able to get in the time machine
that
and
would
actually
be absolutely amazing.
They'd be like, "You sure you want all that bread? Oh yeah, we love this white bread. It's the best stuff in the world."
Let's buy another case, you know? We're going to have a lot of sandwiches this weekend, inviting over a lot of friends, you know?
Now, Bill, do you think Vince could make it back in the time machine without opening the 52 Tops packs that we actually also picked up at the department store?
I think if he went back in the time machine when he got there, he would break the time machine so he wouldn't be able to get back.
I think so.
I would enjoy the next 50 years, yes.
All right, we have Warren from Bolingbrook on the line. What do you have there, Warren?
Well, you know what? I have a poster from, like, a professional bike racing circuit back in, like, the 90s, early mid-90s, that has Lance Armstrong's autograph, among a couple other of the bikers from the United States Postal Service cycling team. And I'm just curious to know, is Lance Armstrong's autograph worth anything anymore?
It's not worth as much as it used to be, but it still has some value to it. So, you know, it has value, but Bill, I mean, I don't know if you've seen enough things to give an idea of how much it's dropped since all the bad publicity, but I'm thinking it's dropped quite a bit.
Yeah. I mean, I would still think in the right venue or something, it could bring a couple of $100 or so on its best day, but he has definitely lost a lot of his luster with all the steroids.
Yeah, similar to like some of the baseball players like Sammy Sosa and Clemens you know, the demand's just not what it was because of the bad publicity with the steroid stuff. And Lance Armstrong, there was a lot of bad stuff that came out about that.
When you take somebody from being a role model or a hero type of person, and all of a sudden
and
he cheats in his cloth. It's like,
everything was like,
we're going to a different role model, you know?
I think I don't want to collect this guy anymore.
Yep.
Sorry to buzzkill your item there, Warren.
Oh, no, it really isn't. It really isn't, because I kind of figured it's probably the situation anyway. You know, he was kicking butt when he was, but for all the wrong reasons. So,
now, were you a bicyclist, or are you still a bicyclist?
I was at one time, but I'm not anymore. I'm almost 50, and I don't bike much anymore. But rode my bike to St. Louis over 3 days with some of my buddies, back 20 years ago. So
really? How long did it take you to get down there?
3 days. We did like 100 miles a day. We left Navy Pier on the Saturday morning of Labor Day weekend and got to the Arch in St. Louis Sunday afternoon of Labor Day weekend.
Wow. Very cool. So did you ride back to, or did you take the...
No, we took a ghetto bus or a train. I don't even remember. Whatever.
Ambulance, you know?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
ERC delivery, man.
There you go.
Hey, Vince, at ERC, can you come and pick... Can you have enough room to take 10 bikes back
with
you?
We'll find a way. Absolutely.
Warren, if you ever do that again, Vince, at ERC delivery, we'll handle the delivery back to you. On-demand delivery, too, of your body back to your home.
For sure.
Okay, next on the line, we have Tom from River Forest. What's up, Tom?
Not that much. How you doing?
Good.
So I've got a print of Ernie Banks, Lou Brock, and Buck O'Neill. It was a limited edition. I put 1,100 of them made. And then the gentleman who gave it to me, he actually bought eight of these prints, and he got them all signed with original signatures on them. He worked on it for a few years, and it's all authenticated.
That's pretty neat. That's a cool trio. I think Buck O'Neill, when Lou Brock and Ernie Banks were together on the Cubs, wasn't Buck O'Neill a coach on the Cubs at that time? Does that sound right?
He was. And that's right. And the print is of them all in their Cubs uniform.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. You know, that's the one thing that I think that Ernie Banks was really not happy when the Cubs traded Lou Brock.
They were very close.
Yeah. And, you know, as it turned out, you know, some of those Cub teams, 67, 68, 69, that ended up being 70s that were so close, if they had Lou Brock, they might have been the ones that won a World Series or two in there. So Ernie was right. That was a bad trade. But as far as value on a print like that, maybe a couple hundred bill, you think?
Yeah, I would think so. You know, especially it'd probably be more of a Chicago-based crown type thing put up on the wall, and I think you could get a couple hundred bucks for those.
Yeah, that would that's a real good Chicago item for sure. Not necessarily nationally, but very neat, Tom. So, did you know those guys, or how did you come across those?
No, it was a friend, an old family friend, who was able to meet them through his work over the years. Like, it took him several years to get all three signatures. So he got the signatures on there.
That Buck O'Neill was supposed to be a great guy, like a great guy from everything I heard about him. Yeah, well, very nice, Tom. Thanks for the call.
You bet.
Okay. So the number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. You can call us if you have some items that you think might be valuable. You want to tell us what you have. We'll let you know what the value might be, if it's valuable enough to go in a Huggins and Scott auction, and if it is, what it might go for in a Huggins and Scott auction. Here's something from a listener. I talked about this, I don't know, maybe a year or so ago, but this ended up getting sent in, and it's going to be in the August Huggins and Scott auction. Bidding begins July 24th and goes through August 3rd. I thought this was neat. It's a Harper Lee signed handwritten letter dated February 20th, 2003. Harper Lee wrote To Kill a Mockingbird, which was published in 1960. And I think that was really the only book she ever wrote, but she received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2007, you know, just for all the everything around that book. She was born in Monroeville, Alabama, died in Monroeville, Alabama. She had, when she dated this letter, February 20th, she had Monroeville, Alabama written letterhead,
oh,
too,
cool.
And all in her writing. And she's, I love the way she writes this and is telling this kid, which I'm sure she heard from tons of people, but basically she's saying, read the book and figure it out for yourself. Listen to how she says it. Thank you for your kind letter, but I do not answer students' questions, but let the novel speak for itself. Isn't that a kind way of saying, read the book and figure
That's
it out?
Right. That's right. That's right. Or when you're a kid, you ask your parents for a spelling of a word. How do you spell this or that? They're like, go look it up.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Daniel Webster's dictionary right over there. Go look it up. You know?
Right. Or try to figure it out yourself and see if it's right in
the
dictionary.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So I thought that'll be a neat letter. She doesn't have a lot of signatures out there. Another item that came through T Crown that's a little bit different that's signed. 2002 Supreme Court justices signed frame display. 9 signatures, including Sandra Day O'Connor, Antonin Scalia, Clarence Thomas, William Rehnquist. So that'll be interesting to see what that does. It's a really cool display, and you don't see those a lot either. Bill, I bet you haven't had a lot of Supreme Court all 9 signed on one item in your auctions.
I think this is the first one.
Yeah.
I think we've had any of those.
I don't know if it's going to do a whole lot. It might do more than you think, but it'll be kind of interesting because you don't see it.
Yep. And didn't Scalia?
He died.
So yeah, that's,
like,
you know,
so
right.
Ago.
So there'll be no more made.
One of the other ones on there, was it Rehnquist? I think he's passed away. Yeah. One of the other ones that was on there has passed away. So, yeah, be interesting to see what that does. Bidding on all these items we're talking about begins July 24th at HugginsandScott.com, and it goes through August 3rd. You can go to their website and search by categories. They've got all different ways you can search, and you can search their auction history. Like, if you have something and you think, I wonder if this would be good in a Huggins and Scott auction, well, search their auction history, type whatever your item is in there, and then put it in the title and search, and anything that they've had over the last, what, probably like 15 years or so, Bill, anything that's that from that category that's ended in one of your auctions, you'll see what it went for in their history when you look at it. So it, you can.
I think our history goes back to about 2005.
Wow. Yeah, I believe it. I've seen some older things on there. So
very user friendly website.
Really is.
Absolutely,
it really is. All right. Well, the number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. Nice prize package. Plus, don't forget, we're giving away. You have to come into Triple Crown in Naperville, but we've got these Under Armour All-America baseball game tickets, free tickets for the game, the Under Armour All-America baseball game at Wrigley Field, Saturday, July 29th, 7.05 p.m. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8. You can call us if you have an item that you think might be valuable. It doesn't have to be sports-related. It can be non-sports, pop culture, comic books, you know, whatever you have. Think it might have some value and you want to know what we think about it, give us a call, 312-332-3776. We're giving away a box of Top Series 2 hobby baseball packs and a prestige football pack to one caller. Or if you tweet a picture of an item, we use it on the show, you get in the drawing that way. If you bring something in to Triple Crown during the week and I tweet a picture or send it to Huggins and Scott and we use that item on the show, you get in the drawing that way. So lots of ways to win. Plus, we're giving away free Under Armour All-America baseball game tickets. You have to come into Triple Crown in Naperville to get them to the games at Wrigley Field on Saturday, July 29th, 7.05 p.m. It starts. Gates open at 5.05, and there's a home run derby at 5.45, which that would be fun watching a home run derby at Wrigley Field with a bunch of young guys swinging from the heels, all the best talent, a lot of good talented guys there.
Not to mention they're using metal bats. So
too. How many will hit the scoreboard? Eric, you should be a celebrity that gets into that home run derby. That would even be fun if they had celebrities like Eric get in there and try their
I'd
luck.
I'd be swinging so hard.
Pull every muscle in your upper body doing that, huh? I wish they could have police officers in there, too.
As one just walked on by and looked at you as you were talking.
That'd be kind of fun, actually, you know, in a home run derby like that.
They should televise that. I don't think they do, but I think they should. They'd get a good audience.
They do televise the game, but I don't think they do the home run derby.
Oh, okay.
I think it might be on the MLB network, maybe. It has been in the past, anyway.
Cool.
Yeah. Now, here's some cool items that people have that are going into the Huggins and Scott auction. I had a listener a couple months ago was dying. He had it in his mind. He wanted a late 70s, early 80s Cubs game-worn jersey, and Huggins didn't have any in their last Huggins and Scott auction. So I helped him find one. I ended up finding one for him on eBay. Well, if he's still looking for another one, here's a Mike Vail. Remember Mike Vail,
sure,
Vince?
Absolutely.
1979 Cubs game used away jersey. $150 minimum bid on that one. The old Mike Vail, he was one of those guys in a flailing veil, I guess.
Well, he was a pretty big guy. I thought he was going to do well for us. A lot of people thought he was going to be okay.
He had flashes. When the wind was blowing out, he'd have a good game once in a while.
Those were years where every year I thought the Cubs, this is their year. This is it. They got Vail, Ontiveros, and, you know, all these came in. It's like, wow.
He was, to me, he epitomized the bad 70s, Steve Ontiveros at third base. Don from McHenry's on the line. What's up, Don?
Hey, I'm sorry about that, but when I was talking to your producer, I gave the wrong year. I have a 75 complete set of Tops.
Oh, that's a good one because of the Brett and Yount rookies in there are good. How nice are the Brett and Yount rookies?
perfect. So what I did, I remember when I was a kid, I was mowing lawns to find the money to mail in and get the $9 to get the complete set.
Yeah.
And I got and then I figured out I had postage, so I had to go to two more yards to get the money for postage.
Well, I'll and double then, your money and give you $40 for that set.
But I had the complete set sitting in a box forever. And then about 10, 15 years ago, I put them in sheets, nine-card sheets, in a binder.
Okay.
That's almost the only time the cards have ever been touched.
Did you ever? Wow. So you didn't get the Brett and Yount rookies graded then?
No, I have had nothing graded on this.
Okay. Well, Bill Huggins, let's say Don sends you this set for a Huggins and Scott auction, and I think you probably would want to take it because it sounds like a really nice condition set. And you guys get it, and you see the Brett and the Yount. Maybe there's some other ones. Don't you tell them how you work it, where you look it over and contact them if you think something should be graded.
Yeah, we do that for all of our consigners as far as reviewing cards. That, I mean, if I can spend your $12 and turn an $80 card into a $400 card, you're going to tell me do it all day long. That's what my guys do.
Yeah.
It works out that way. But, yeah, the Brett, the Yount, the Ryan, the Rose, there's a handful of cards in there that
there's an Aaron set at the beginning.
Yeah, if they're sharp and well-centered, it could be a good set. So, you know, sometime if you want to stop by Triple Crown in Naperville with it to show me and, you know, to see if it really looks that good or not, and then we could, you know, talk to Bill and see if it's worth sending in to him for an auction.
Okay.
All right. Very good, Don. Thanks for the call. I got a – remember last week's collector through Twitter who wasn't a collector, but he actually had some?
Yes.
Gideon on Twitter.
Is that a Tyson Apparently, Chandler auto? Isn't that what he found? Tyson Chandler or something?
Yeah, well, he found something else. He just tweeted. He goes, I found another piece of sports memory. It's a T-shirt with Waddle and Sylvie signatures on it.
There you
so
go.
So I'm going to retweet this, and I'm going to say, I will give an estimate of $1 million for that for that T-shirt. But see, Gideon's a collector.
There you go.
And if we hadn't told him, he wouldn't even have known it.
That's right.
There's a lot of people like that, though. Yep. They don't think they're collectors, but they got 20 different things that they saved from when they were kids. So you're a collector.
That's right.
You're deemed a collector after that. And speaking of collectors... It's time for the prices. Okay. Or no, which ended higher?
You know, this causes me more stress, actually, than it's anything else. But I think I got your number this week.
Bill, last week, I think it was after the show or in an email or something, Vince accused me of being sinister with the way that I figured this out.
That was the exact word I used.
Yeah, there's no sinister about this. I'm not trying to trick anybody.
Talk about it both sides of your mouth there, Tom.
Right. I'm just literally what I do, I find an item from the last auction that looks cool, and then I find another couple items that ended in that auction that ended in a similar value. And then I try to trick you, and I That's don't what? Try to trick you, and I try to get where you can guess which one ended higher.
You know, Sybil had like seven different personalities. You're showing a few yourself.
Absolutely. Okay, these are the items that ended in the May Huggins and Scott auction. Cy Young, 1909-11, T206, glove shows on this version of this card. Piedmont back, graded PSA 6. Okay, I almost said what the price was. I'm waving to people outside. There's a lot of people walking around for the 4th, and I think there's a parade down here or something. I got to concentrate on what I'm doing. I crossed one out here that I thought it might be confusing for you, so I cross it out. I'm not doing it. Next one, a 1919 World Series program, Cincinnati Reds version with a Black Sox team photo in it. And the third item, 1951 Bowman Willie Mays PSA 4 rookie card, number 305. So Cy Young, Black Sox photo in a World Series 1919 program, or the Bowman Willie Mays PSA 4?
Well, I think I got this one, Tom.
I've configured every
way, every option you could do to twist things up and switch it around.
I'm rooting for you. I hope you get it.
I'm going to go with the Black Sox as my final guess here.
By this time, you should know what that means. That means you were incorrect.
Oh,
now, if you ever do get it right, which you will sometime, that's what you will hear.
Now I know.
So if you hear Gomer Pyle, that's trouble. Okay. It means you weren't right. Now, and actually, you picked the least valuable of the three.
Again.
The 1919 World Series program, Cincinnati Reds version, with a Black Sox team photo inside. Oh, you know what? I probably should have said this. I may have misled you. I had this under the price. Good to very good condition. I mean,
That was a little misleading there, Tom, but we'll let you go on that.
Maybe we'll call this you got intentionally walked. We won't use it against your batting average.
Put a little asterisk on my average, you know?
Right. Although I think better look back. I think you had your average a little. I think you've kind of, in the back of your mind, you're not adding up some of these misses in the back of your mind. Second item was Cy Young, T206. PSA 6, $2,600 for that card. And the big one, the 1951 Bowman Willie Mays, even in a PSA 4, that rookie card number 305 sold for $3,300.
Wow, very nice. Yes. Very nice.
So maybe one of these weeks you will be here in the cash register.
Well, we'll look forward to next week, okay?
Yes, right. Dan from New Lenox is on the line. What do you have there, Dan?
How you doing?
Good.
I got a Dicka sweater, long sleeves, with an NFL brand and a size large. My college professor offered me $350 for it.
A Dicka sweater. What year is it from? From back when he was coaching, like an NFL issued where it could be a sideline sweater?
Yeah, I'm thinking
Dicka, he wore those flashy, classy, you know, sweaters.
Masked his roller skates Minnesota that whole Monday Night Football.
But you don't, as far as you know, Dicka didn't wear it on the sidelines.
What's that?
As far as you know, Dicka never actually wore this sweater on the sidelines?
I'm not sure. I'm going to go get it authenticated once hearing all this.
Okay. Bill Huggins, would it matter if he wore it on the sidelines?
Oh, if you could certainly put it on his back, that would have significant value over just a signed Bears sweater or something like that.
Yeah.
You're talking one could be a couple hundred, the other could be a couple thousand, maybe.
Dan already is in the car, and he's like, he's driving to an authenticator, but he doesn't know one, so he just got in the car and started driving. He's like, where am I going?
Pretty much.
Yeah, all right. Now, Bill Huggins, if somebody had something that they think might be game-used or game-worn, and how would they get it authenticated? Could they do it if they take it to the National in July? Will there be somebody there? Or what would you recommend for people?
Well, I mean, if you've got bats or you've got jerseys or helmets, things like that, I just don't know if there's any sweater authenticators out there that would be able to. You'd almost have to photo match it, and even if you could photo match it, you'd probably need a letter from the Bears or from Dicka or from wherever this sweater originated from in order to show provenance that he did wear it.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would actually be kind of neat, a Dicka, if you had a picture of him, like the one he wore when in the Super Bowl when they were lifting him up on their shoulders and Buddy historic. Ryan's up on the defensive shoulders. And yeah, you probably could have known at that time that there might be trouble the next couple of years. They might not win another Super Bowl the way they kind of had that split there going. So some other items that people have brought in. Or here's one. Dan from Indiana is a listener to the show, and he called yesterday and told me some of the items he picked up recently, and he's not sure if they're real or not. I tweeted a picture of a couple of them. He ended up emailing me pictures. If these are real, they're really good. He had an Elvis Presley signed photo and a Muhammad Ali signed photo, Bill, where the Muhammad was signed above the Ali. It was Muhammad and then Ali underneath, so that's probably an older one. And he had a Jordan, I think it was him. in with his group a Jordan rookie that was signed by Jordan. If all that stuff's authentic, I mean, he's got some great items there. If they're not authentic, then, well, oh, well. You know, but he did have one that already had a PSA DNA letter with it. So that kind of makes you feel better about the whole thing. So anyway, Bill, if he wants to send those in, you guys explain how you do that. If somebody has some autographed items and they're not sure if they're real or not, but if they're real, they'd be great auction items. How do you guys handle that?
Well, once they get to our offices in Maryland, we make several trips a month up to JSA's offices in Parsippany, New Jersey, to get a truckload of stuff authenticated for our dozens of so consigners that we've gathered. And once we get them back to Maryland, we contact each and every one of the consigners and let them know the results and kind of finalize a game plan with their items at that time.
Very good. All right. Well, the number here is 312-332-3776. You can give us a call if you have an item that you think might be good enough to go in a Huggins and Scott auction, or you just want to know the value. Nice prize package to give away this week. Plus, we're giving away Under Armour All-America baseball game tickets. The game's at Wrigley Field Saturday, July 29th. Game starts at 7:05. Gates open 5:05, Home Run Derby at 5:45, and you can pick up those tickets at Triple Crown in Naperville. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. If you have something you think is valuable, give us a call. You can tweet a picture to my attention. T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. And if we use that on the show, you'll get in the drawing. Vince will draw one winner for the prize package of a Top Series 2 baseball hobby box and a prestige football pack. Plus, anybody who wants them, I've got tickets, free tickets to give away to the Under Armour All-America baseball game at Wrigley Field Saturday, July 29th. They've got a home run derby beforehand. And listen to some of the guys that are there that are going to be playing in this game. According to their flyer that they sent with the tickets, Royce Lewis, number one overall pick in this year's draft. Hunter Green, number two overall pick in this year's draft. Plus, the Cubs number 30 pick in the draft is a pitcher. He's going to be in it. A lot of first rounders are in there. It should be interesting. It'll be fun to watch those guys in the home run derby and see how they do too. You know, some of the young talent, some of the teenage, you know, they're going to be swinging from the
heel. Absolutely. Yep.
And Eric, I tried to get Eric into it. Eric needs to follow somebody else on Twitter, by the way. Do it now, Eric. That's 666 following. You can't stay on that number.
The very first who you may follow, I'm following him right now.
You know, Vince at ERC Delivery, you can always look him up and follow Vince.
Sure.
You have your own too, don't you, Vince?
I do.
And
I
ERC
do.
Delivery.
I
Plus,
do.
Don't forget there's rebroadcasts of our show every week on tcrowntom.com, my website, and on hugginsandscott.com. But Vince set up a new, he updated his website, and he's got a link to the rebroadcast on.
Absolutely.
It's ercdelivery.com.
That's right.
Right?
Little ESPN logo. Just click on that, be a link to our show. And
yeah, and that picture of the two of us in here.
That's right. Waving to the fans out there between this clear glass window.
There's all kinds of people walking by today. It's fun. I do tend to get distracted, but I forget what I'm talking about. It's like, oh, wait a minute, I'm on the air.
We've almost missed a few, coming back on the air from break.
We have. Tom from McHenry is on the line. What do you have there, Tom?
Hey, Tom, how you doing? I love the show. Long-time listener.
All right, great.
I've got about two dozen signed wrestling photos of some of the all-time greats. We used to hang out. I'm a border boy. You know, I'm up by the border. But we used to go to South Milwaukee and hang out with the Crusher.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's where he lived. And he used to drink in the bars there.
Ah.
Anyway,
I bet he could put him down, huh?
Oh, yes. Well, I got a story for you about that, about his nickname.
Okay.
But anyway, I've got the Bruiser. I'm on the road right now, but I got the Bruiser, the Crusher. I've got Andre the Giant.
Ooh. That guy Aaron could Bonnet drink a lot. Andre the Giant. I could hear I mean, that guy could drink a lot.
Yeah.
I bet he could eat the cans, too.
I remember hearing stories of him drinking a whole case of beer and not feeling drunk from it.
No, like yeah, multiple cases. Were those original photos that were taken and printed right at the time that you got signed?
Well, I have accompanying photos because I used to go to the matches. But we have, these are their wrestling profile, black and white, photos.
What do you think of the value of this collection, Bill Huggins?
I got about 2 dozen of them.
Yeah, certainly, you know, Andre the Giant is a great photo. I mean, if some of these guys are no longer with us, a nice little group of that may be a surprising number in one of our auctions. We do have a good wrestling following in our auction.
Yeah, that would probably be a good group. What, Andre the Giant died quite a while ago, didn't he? What, maybe 10, 15 years ago,
something
I think.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah, the Baron is still alive, but I've got Bobby Heenan. I've got the Blackjack Lanza brothers. I mean, I got about 24, 25 of these.
Were you ever in the ring yourself, Tom?
Oh, I wanted to. I was at the infamous Andy Kaufman match.
Were you really?
Yes, I was at both of them. Pile-drived him and hurt his neck. And then I was also at the rematch where Andy Kaufman came with a neck brace. And he came for the rematch, but he brought his two hoods with him to take care of business outside the ring first.
Now, Wow. Now, Tom, is it true that Andy Kaufman's still alive, but he's actually Donald Trump?
I think they're circling around the ears right now, yeah.
I think the wrestler was Jerry Lawler is the wrestler that pile drove Andy Kaufman.
Yeah, yep. that was, I remember that. Yep. I think he was on Johnny Carson or something thing. And yeah, that was, Andy Kaufman was a character. He was definitely a different guy.
They made a movie on his life, so he made an impact, certainly.
That's right. I guess they did. Yeah. They did. What was that movie? Eric, you know what it was called? Or Vince, you know what that movie was called?
I do not.
That was probably 10, 15 years
Man
ago.
Man on the Moon.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Coleman from Delaware is on the line. Are you in Delaware right now, or are you in the area and you're just from Delaware?
Oh, no, I'm in Delaware right now listening to your show on the ESPN app.
All right, I love to hear that.
I just wanted to call and ask you, gentlemen, if you heard about the story on Beckett.com in Colorado for the baseball card find in the attic.
Oh, the one where they had all the unopened, like, Bowman packs and all that stuff that sold for, like, crazy money?
Absolutely, yes.
The only problem with that is they didn't call us and sell them through Huggins and Scott.
Yeah, I read about the story over here in Delaware, too, and it created quite a bit of buzz in the sports car industry over here on the East Coast. If I may ask, did your state of Illinois do a follow-up story or a localized version of the story?
Oh, there's all kinds of things about it. Yeah, all kinds of stuff. And Coleman, since you're our guy in Delaware now, we want you going to every garage sale, checking every attic you can check for any of those. But when you find those collections, it's Huggins and Scott for auctioning it.
There you go.
Well, I tell you what, gentlemen, on a lower level scale, I did just that. I went to our local yard sale on Friday, Spencer's Bazaar, and found a 1967 Topps League Leaders Frank Robinson for 10 cents.
Nice.
Oh, really? Well, there you go. That had to be at least worth a dollar. I think you 10 timed your money at least, even in low condition there, Coleman.
Yeah, book value at 10 bucks. So I appreciate you taking the call, Jim, and I'm sure I'll call you again next week.
All right. Thanks for listening out there in Delaware. Get your friends. Tell your friends and neighbors the ESPN app. It's very – isn't it easy to use that to listen?
It is. I'm no longer just, like, confined to my region. I'm global now. I'm all over the world.
There you go. So are we,
We got a guy now in Delaware. Yeah. We got a guy.
Remember one time we had a call from Israel, I think, and we were trying to figure out what time it was?
Yeah.
I still don't. Let's see if it's – well, okay, let's not do it now. We're running out of time as it is, but the show would be over, and we'd be – I think there's six hours ahead.
That's right. Not sure our listeners want to hear all that right now.
No, no. Well, here's some other items that are going in the – now, Huggins and Scott, it doesn't have to be sports cards, doesn't have to be sports items. Listen to some of this stuff. a 2013 Rolling Stones 50th anniversary band signed Fender guitar. Mick Jagger, Keith Richard, a few other of the boys from the band signed that one. $2,500 minimum bid on that one. That'll be interesting to see where that goes. And then a couple of them put little insignias. I think a couple of them dated it, that it was like 2015 or 13 that they dated it. So that's pretty cool. And then here's something kind of fun, too. If you have any old comic books, here's a 1942 Superman number 17 Gold Age DC comic book. Fair to good condition, not in great condition, but it's still a $500 minimum bid on that one. Bill, it seems like you guys are getting more and more comic books in your auctions.
No, gosh, yeah. Americana Steve is like, he can't get into his office when he comes down here. Now you have a little passport to get to his desk. You know,
and, and then he's always got something to do at his lunch break. He can read comic books.
Yeah.
Derek from Twitter just sent a cool signed photo. It looks like it's Ken Norton. It's in some stadium. It looks like it might be in Yankee Stadium and signed by Norton where he's like chasing after Muhammad Ali. It's kind of a cool photo, actually, that he sent along. And let's see. Next on the line, we have Mario from Chicago. What's up, Mario? What do you have?
How you doing, fellas? I have some old memorabilia, Chicago Cubs, 1942 team, like the whole team with signatures. I'm not sure if they're real signatures, but the photos are very old tickets and old, like, booklets from the park that day.
Huh. Well, if that's really signed from back then, you think it maybe is stamped on signatures, though?
Yeah, it's, I'm not sure if they, like real signature. It could be stamped, but the stuff that I got is from a coworker of mine, and okay. It's her father's stuff, and she didn't know what to do with it. Like, I'm a big eBay seller, went on eBay, tried to sell it. Well, tried to find it, and I couldn't find none of this stuff.
Yeah, you have to know, you know, what you have before you do it. Like the one guy that we were talking about earlier that had the Elvis and the Ali signatures. I mean, he got
in
those.
Office, yeah, right.
I think a couple of things he picked up. It was some auction where they were doing manufacturing items or something, and then they had a sports lot in there. It didn't sell for anything. I mean, if you have a sports group and it's valuable stuff, you want to use Huggins and Scott for that, or like I say, like high grade comic books or whatever. You don't want to throw them in something where they're selling like car parts,
right?
You know what I mean? Right. Might not get the right crowd that's gonna even know what that stuff is.
But with what, 25,000 Bill, on your
do
site,
you know what
on
you,
the auction?
How many you have total of like that you have now for your that can bid in your auctions and look at your stuff?
Josh says we're upwards of 20-some thousand registered bidders. Now, they don't all bid in the same auction, but
yeah,
because they may not see something. But I know we're up to somewhere in that range, Josh.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's great.
And Gideon, without even trying, Gideon just tweeted, Israel is 8 hours ahead. So see, our listeners, they're way smarter than we are, and they can help us.
And he was a former non-collector. Now he's in the collector world.
He knows
world.
He's a collector. He's going to be listening every week. Now he's like, oh, yeah, and I've got this, I've got a tobacco card. It's this guy, Honus Wagner.
It's got a letter T in front of it or something. Is it worth anything?
Okay. So let's see some other items that are going to be that Bill Weiland Mickey Mantle collection is going to be in the Huggins and Scott auction. There's a whole category just for his stuff, all kinds of stuff in there. Another thing that I've never seen before, I don't know how rare these are, 1956 yellow base path PM15 pins, a Mickey Mantle PSA 8. That seems very like nice. An awfully high grade for a 1956 Mantle pin. Bill, I imagine there's not a lot of those around.
No, you don't see. That's one of the tougher pin issues from back then.
Yeah, the punch outs, all kinds of stuff in there. And some other Mickey Mantle stuff. There's I tweeted a picture of this last week, a picture of Mickey Mantle Type 1 contact proof original photo used in the production of his 1956 Topps card. And I did a link with the Huggins and Scott auction on there. So T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. If you look at it, there's a link there. Like, let's say you're interested in bidding on it. Click on that link. It takes you right to the Huggins
That's
and Scott
cool.
auction
That's
where
very
they can
cool.
bid if they want.
Technology at its best.
Yeah, it really right. is. Twitter is really something for stuff like that. The people that can see stuff. Like, I tweeted a picture of this Under Armour All-America baseball game. I got the tickets yesterday, and they had this full color thing highlighting some of the, you know, the draft picks that are going to be in the game at Wrigley Field. It's Saturday, July 29th. So I tweeted it, and the Baseball Factory, I think it's powered by the Baseball Factory. It's an Under Armour All-America game, but they retweeted and tons of people see that.
Awesome.
Then,
awesome.
You know, the amount of people that can see things that you have, that you put on Twitter and can be commenting on it immediately is really kind of amazing. I remember one time a guy pulled out of an Upper Deck golf pack and Arnold Palmer, it was a piece of a glove that he wore in a golf tournament, and it was numbered to like 3. And on the glove, there was a manufacturer. I forget, like, whatever the manufacturer was. So I tweeted a picture of the card to Upper Deck's attention and the manufacturer of that golf glove. Within like a half hour, the manufacturer of the golf glove tweets, "Oh, wow, that makes a nice card. I didn't know we were in something like that," to Upper Deck's attention.
Oh, cool.
I mean, think about that.
Wow.
Like 10 years ago, you could have never been able to communicate with
amazing
companies like that where they see something that you're talking about right away.
And instantly, it's just so quick.
I know. It's really kind
amazing.
Of amazing.
Yep.
So we're already at the end of another show, which is amazing in itself. I don't even know what we were talking about half the time here. But it was fun. I had a good time.
Yes.
Okay, now don't forget, you can go to HugginsAndScott.com. Their August auction bidding begins July 24th, goes through August 3rd. You can check out all the different items that are already up there. Still new things being added every day to it. All kinds of different categories, sports, non-sports, comic books, political items, whatever you want to find, things you might be wanting to bid on. And Vince, it's time to do the drawing.
This week's winner is Warren from Bolingbrook. So Warren, email me your address. I'll deliver this week's prize to your door free of charge.
Very good. And
Warren Bolingbrook.
Get in touch with them by Thursday. Otherwise, it'll go into next week's prize package. And now, don't forget, anybody can come into Triple Crown in Naperville. I'm there 6 days a week. I'm not going to be there Tuesday the 4th, but Monday I'll be there. Today I'm there. And you can pick up free tickets to that Under Armour All-America baseball game. So that should be fun. And Vince at ercdelivery.com. Don't forget, ERC Delivery, you can hear a rebroadcast of our show. Have a great week. Happy 4th.